Thank you so much for calling. How can I help you?
This is Dr. Iris Shannels. I just missed a call from this number. I'm just following up.
Could you repeat your name again?
Dr. Ira
Dr.
Shandles.
Okay. Who do you
want to talk to? S-H-A-N-D-L-E-S. I have no idea. I've never received a call from this number before.
All right. Just give me a second.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for staying online. Is this Dr. Ira?
Is this Dr. Ira? Yes.
Ira, I'm so sorry. My name is Samantha Hayes. How are you doing today? I was the one calling you earlier.
Okay. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good to hear that. I wanted to have a brief chat with you, explain to you how things work with us, and I hope it's a good time. Can we talk?
I can right now. I have a patient waiting, but they're not in the room yet, so we're okay right now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, I have a couple of questions to ask you first, if I may, regarding the book.
Yes.
Okay, all right. By the way, Dr. Ira, how did you end up writing this book? What inspired you to actually move forward with this?
There are many archaeological discoveries, and they're probably the greatest archaeologist of all time on the lost continent of Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
befriended me towards the end of his life. And I had personal discussions with him, and that gave me a basis for the foundation for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because he's been touted on the media, especially by what's the name of that guy on, History Channel? Graham Hancock
mm-hmm.
did a study of lost civilizations. Well, the man he credits for the discovery of the lost continent of Atlantis is the man that was my best friend towards the end of his life. And I not only treated him medically, but befriended him because my major in college was ancient history. So
mm-hmm.
it worked out really, really well. The
right.
second thing is I had a vast experience, because usually the best writing comes from your own experiences.
Absolutely.
I had a vast experience with certain, you call them metaphysical situations,
mm-hmm.
things that shouldn't have existed or happened that happened to me since I moved down in the early 80s to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about this area, but I've seen this area turn the minds of many conservative minded
mm-hmm.
people into a more open-minded person by actual experience or the area. I don't know what it is, but I've had, so it's a very exciting book. I tried to make it entertaining by turning history into an action adventure novel.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll read in that is 90% actual fact and only 10% fiction. So it's really, but the public won't know. I mean, unless I was ever interviewed, there'd be no way for them to know. But I think it reads easily and it's rather entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I just and I write like Hemingway because I love short chapters that
mm-hmm.
make a point and just move on to the next one. So I think there's over 30
yes.
chapters in the book. It's really interesting. And you don't lose interest that way.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Thank you so much for providing that information to me. Another question that I have for you, are you anticipating any deadline or timeline for the completion of this project?
No, not at all. I mean, this is an act of love. I'm only going to write one book. Originally, I thought there was more material there, but I realized after I was all said and done I was lecturing all around the world, and every time I get on the plane, I'd add to the book. And then eventually I just completed it, and I realized it didn't have to be more than one volume. One volume could say everything that needed to be said, so
right.
to speak. And
right.
yeah, otherwise, and so I did. I think it's succinct and poignant at the same time. It really is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's
right.
nothing like it in the library right now. There may be things similar, but nothing like this. This is very, very original.
Okay, I'm really curious to read the complete book now. Okay, so Dr. Ella, I want to walk you through the process really quickly. What's going to happen is that once you are on board with us, we will be assigning a team of expert editors. The first draft that you will be receiving is going to be an evaluation report, or you can call it an editorial report. What's going to happen is that a team will sit down, skim through the book, and evaluate it thoroughly in terms of the strengths, the weaknesses, and, of course, the recommendations that they would propose in order to improve the manuscript. Okay? Now, once that report comes to you, you will decide, or you will take the last call in terms of which recommendations you would like to have implemented on the manuscript. So that is phase one, basically, of the editing process, evaluation. And, of course, approval from your end in terms of the recommendations and suggestions that were provided to you. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to agree to all 10 points that have been recommended or suggested to you. Are you with me?
Yes, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yes, so out of, like, let's say, for example, they provided maybe 15 recommendations to you, and out of the 15, you feel that only 5 of them make sense to you, then what we do is that you let me know, and then we move forward with the implementation of just those 5 recommendations, and that will take us into phase 2. Phase 2 basically is the implementation of recommendations and suggestions that you have approved in phase 1. You with me?
Yes.
All right. So in phase 2, you will be getting drafts back and forth every 3 to 4 working days in which we will be showing you the implementation of these recommendations and suggestions. In other words, the changes that we have made on the manuscript itself. So we'll be sending you, let's say, for example, 30 pages, 20 pages of edits for you to review. And once you review that, just in case if you have any additions, changes, or revisions, you let us know. If not, if you're good to go with any changes that were made by the team, we move on to the next section and so on. So that's how we will be completing each chapter in phase 2. This particular phase is called developmental editing phase. Then, once we have completed the entire book, all 30 chapters, then we enter into the final phase, which is the line editing, proofreading, and formatting. You can call it a compliance check as well. Once we have developed the content fully and completely, what will happen is that we will start working on the layout, the presentation, and the interior pages. Along with that, we'll be working on pagination, typesetting, fonts, etc., and one final proofread will be done on the book. In other words, we'll be checking for grammatical errors, typos, punctuation, spelling mistakes, any grammatical issues, etc. That's pretty much it. And this completes the entire phase of editing. So it is broken down into 3 different phases just to make it convenient for you to keep track of the progress as well. Okay?
Okay.
While we work on the editing process, there will be another team assigned. That will be the design team, of course. They will be working on the initial concepts of the book cover. Initially, you're going to get like 2 rough mock-ups according to the specifications that you provide. Once we provide those mock-ups to you, you let us know which one you would like to proceed with, or if you have any other concept, for example, sometimes we have a thought process going on, and maybe you must have imagined some sort of concept or illustrated images or anything like that in terms of the book cover, you can share that with the team as well. They can modify that and put it down on paper and then show it to you in terms of having the book cover finalized. So we'll be working on the editing of the book and the book cover finalization at the same time. So by the time we reach the publication phase, we have the manuscript and the book cover ready.
Okay.
Okay. Then, of course, once we have these 2 things ready, then the final thing is the publication. And I see that there are platforms that we're talking about, they are all giants, of course. So we'll be publishing your book one platform at a time, initiating from Amazon, moving on to Barnes & Noble, and then Kobo, Powell's, Apple Books, Google Books, and Chapter, etc. It's very simple, but and Dr. Ada, you're going to enjoy the process, okay? I believe it's your first book, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. Well, this is pretty much it. I can't wait for you to, you know, start with us. So when can we get started? I mean, have you sent any information, like, for example, the manuscript or anything to Ryan?
No, my attorney is reviewing the contract at this time. And since he is in loan practice, I have to wait till he gets back to me. And if everything looks good, then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan. So when can we anticipate an answer? Like this week, next week maybe?
Probably next week would probably be the best, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then this week what I'm going to do is that I will align the team that will work on your book, and obviously that's going to happen according to the genre of the book, and we will take things from there. Then once you get back to us, I will have everything in line, and then we can just start the project.
All right. That's fine. Thank you. Yeah, I've only published medical stuff. I've never published anything literary before. Being a history major, I've written a lot of papers over time, so even in graduate school. So it's been interesting. So I do have something to learn. And I did have the graduate department of English at the University of South Florida, which is local, review the manuscript and make any editorial changes prior to my final draft of the manuscript. So this is where they left me, and this is where you'll take over for actual publication. So it'll be interesting to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let me tell you something. This is just the beginning. It's your first of many books. So I'm truly excited to work with you.
That's very kind. Thank you. I don't know if I have anything more. It's pretty profound what I have to say, so it's
right,
kind of finite.
Right.
I don't know. It's just interesting. You'll see when you get to read it. But question, what was I going to ask? Well, I'll wait to see what changes and things you would want to add. If any, let me see. I'm trying to think of something. What I was thinking of. I'm at a loss. All right. Well, we'll just leave it for later then.
Okay. Not a problem at all. And I would like to share my cell number with you as well, just in case if I'm not available on the main line.
Sure.
Can you take it down, or should I?
I'm right. I'm sitting here with the pen. I'm ready.
Perfect. Okay. So the number is going to be 408.
Right.
689.
Right.
6899.
And let me have the name again, please.
Samantha Hayes.
Gotcha. H-A-Y-E-S.
That is correct.
Perfect.
All right, then.
All right.
So much for your time. I will be keeping in touch, and just in case if you remember to ask what you were going to ask, just drop me a text message or call me.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, sweet.
All right. Have a wonderful day ahead, and thank you so much for your time once again. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.